Okay, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, it's Shem Lane Parshas by Yishlach. So I thought it would be an appropriate time to discuss the sugya relating to the concept of Shlichus. By Yishlach, the Pasuk says in the beginning of the Seder, this is Parshas Perek Lamed. It's one of these Seders that begins in the middle of a Perek. We know that the Prokhom are not divided up by Chazal. So the whoever arranged it didn't care about the beginning or the end of the Seder. So it begins in the, not in the middle, towards the beginning of the Seder. Paragdal is the first pasuk of the Seder. So it says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. I said Paraklamid, but I meant Paraklamid Beis. Paraklamid Beis. It says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav Esav Achiv Atzah Seir Sedev Adom. Yaakov sent Malachim, and he had specific instructions, what they were supposed to do. The next pasuk, hey, it says, "Vayitzavu some lemor, kos amun adoni leisav." This is what you should tell my brother Esav and so on, and give him a message, and giving you his gifts and so on. Linso chayim beinecho. Rashi has a comment. The opening comment of Rashi is, "Vayishlach Yaakov malachim, malachim mamish." They're actual angels. So most of us, when we appoint agents, it's not actual malachim. A malach can mean an agent that's not a. It's not an actual malach. A malach can mean just to send somebody as an emissary. So that's usually the type of shlichus that we engage in. So anyway, I wanted to speak this evening about an interesting, I think it's an interesting discussion related to the concept of shlichus, which is really an important sugi in Shas, the concept of shluchos olam kemoso, that for many dinim, a person can appoint a shliach to carry out the din for him. And there's all kinds of chakiras. We also angle in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin has a chakira, the different types of shlichus. How do you look at shlichus? Do you look at the shlichus as if it means whatever he did, it's as if you did it personally? Or no, it's not as if you did it personally, but rather it counts as if you did it.
Right.
Okay, in other words, you get the clear, it counts as if you did it, as the chalos, as the impact, or not even that. But the fact is that someone else can do it, and it has, you know, it affects you. Sort of. Not as if you did it, but that's good enough. That,
because then you're a legend.
Right. So there are different times. There's different mitzvahs. It's all first. It's a little bit different because in the second one, it becomes, it's your action. Okay? It's not as if exactly the same way. And there are hairline differences, but it's not exactly like you did it. Okay? But you get it becomes attributed to you. The other way, the third way, it's not even attributed to you, but it has the same result as if you did it. Okay, anyway, there are different ways to look at it, and there are different situations by different mitzvahs, but the sugya I want to look at is the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. That's where a number of these dinim and matters related to shlichus are found. The first parak of Kiddushin is very, very long. The second parak begins in about Mem Aleph and Aleph. Okay? So the second parak of Kiddushin, Mem Aleph, says as follows, Ish Mekadesh Bo Uvishlucho. The man wants to betroth the woman, a married woman, but the first stage of betrothal, what we refer to as the giving of the ring, it doesn't have to be a ring, it could be somebody else of value, our practice of the ring, so that can be done, Ish Mekadesh, Bo Uvishlucho. He can either do it himself, or he can have a shliach deliver the ring for him. Okay, it doesn't have to be a ring, it can be anything of a certain minimal value, as discussed in the first part. Okay? Or Isha, likewise, Miskadesh is Bo Uvishlucho. The woman can accept the ring or the Kesef Kedushin either herself or also to an agent. She can, two agents, they don't have to see each other. They're both very busy. They're too busy to attend their own wedding. So you appoint the shliach to do it. Okay, so it works. And the last thing is really, it's related, but it's not for tonight, but Ha'ish Mekadesh is Bito, because she married a Bo Vishlucho. Father has the right to marry off his daughter when she's a certain age, so that can also be done through a shliach. Okay, so that's what the Gemara said. That's the Mishnah in the first the first page of the second parak of Kedushin, Mem Aleph and Aleph. So the Gemara says, well, the phraseology is a little unusual. It says, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo, either you can do it yourself, or you can do it through your shliach. So the Gemara says, Hashta Vishlucho Mekadesh Bo Mebaye. If you can do it through a shliach, a body can do it itself. What is the mission? Mission usually, again, let's remember, we always have to remember that the mission was originally Torah Shabbat Peh. These principles were always, so a lot of times things were presented in a way that's easiest to remember with less verbiage, because when it's written down, okay, but when you have to remember it, the less words that are confusing, the better. So I would just tell me you can be Mekadesh through a shliach, and then obviously I can do it myself. You don't need a mission to tell you that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Hashta B'shucho Mekadesh Bo Mebaye. So Amar Rav Yosef, the famous mitzvah bo Yosef v'shlucho. Rav Yosef says, yes, it works if you do it yourself, But mitzvah bo, it's a greater mitzvah to do it yourself than to do it through an agent. In other words, the kiddushin works, it's valid, it counts, they're married, whatever the results. But it's better to do it by yourself than through a shliach. That's mitzvah
that
bo.
Huh? How did you get that from
Because that's why it says, ha'ish mekadesh bo, either himself or shlucho. What do you have to tell me? Why don't you tell me bo? Just say the shlucho, then I'll know bo. Then no bo is the preference. It tells you first, do it yourself. If you can't, there's some other problem, okay, it's valid without it, but it's better, mitzvah bo, and that's what I'm speaking about tonight, mitzvah bo yos and mishuho. But the Gemara adds...
Is there an afkamina for her to be mitzvah? She's not mitzvah to him.
No, it doesn't matter. But again, this is all part of this discussion we had this in the past year. You know, what exactly is a mitzvah here? What mitzvah? What do you mean mitzvah bo? What mitzvah? Okay, so according to the Rambam, Kiddushin is takeh mitzvah. According to other Rishonim, it's not. There's no mitzvah kiddush. What do you mean mitzvah bo? That's a big discussion. We've discussed it in a different point. So that's part of the issue, too. But let's assume there's some mitzvah. It's a mitzvah bo, yosu mishlucho. That's what... So Rashi says, what's the svara behind that? He says, d'chi osik gufo v'mitzvahs mekabo schar tei. When you yourself involve yourself, whatever the mitzvah be, okay? According to the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah kiddush. He counts in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay, one of the Tayyarik mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is the Kiddushin. Okay, other than showing the Rosh doesn't seem to, Rosh discussed in the first part, doesn't seem to count it as a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Puravu and the proper way to procreate it after marriage, but it's not a separate mitzvah of marriage. I've given a chops a little bit, perhaps, in terms of the Brocha, the side point, but the so-called Birchas Erisim, right, the Brocha on Kiddushin, whose Brocha is that? The Rambam, consistent with his view that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, holds that the person who should make the bracha is the chosen. That's not our practice. So usually the rabbi, the grandfather, the uncle, someone makes the bracha, right? The red boy's Rebbe. Okay, but the rabbi says, it's like any other mitzvah, the person performing the mitzvah should recite the bracha. The rabbi's not getting married tonight. The groom is, so he should say the bracha. So later, poskim say, enachanami, in accordance with the rabbi, you're right, but we have a rule. Chassan's very nervous at the night of his wedding, and it's a long bracha, an unusual bracha. It's not bar per gofen. It's an unusual bracha, a long bracha. And a lot of times the chassan, gets nervous. We're afraid he's going to botch it up. It'll be embarrassing. So someone else says the bracha for him. The most seem to, other mechanism. He listens to him. So, sometimes, as I said before, I've mentioned this in the past, that sometimes the groom has a hard enough time just saying the Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, the Tabazuk Adash, people botch it up. I mean, we've all been to weddings. I mean, even knowledgeable, they're flustered, they're mixed up in the cameras and here and there, So that's why a lot of times the rabbi, even for a knowledgeable groom, says repeat after, he says it, or they have it, the paper, a card, okay, because it's mixed up, So imagine that you get mixed that up. The mix is bracha, it's a long bracha. It's like doing a bar mitzvah parsh over again. So he's nervous, so he doesn't want to do it. But really, therefore he asks Mechaber, his grandfather, his uncle, his rabbi, whoever it is, to say the bracha. Others say, no, it's not really the groom's bracha any more than anyone else's bracha. You can mechaber whatever you want. Actually, that's a separate discussion. But in any event, mitzvah is a shulchan. Rashi, again, he says, what it means is, you get more of a reward than being an Indian to do it by yourself. And give an example. He heard the Rav Safra Machrich Reisha Rava Malach Shibuta. Famous Gemara that these Amoraim, I gave an example, Rav Safra Rava would prepare the food on Friday afternoon themselves. Okay, they would, Rav Safra Machrich Reisha. Rashi says, Machrich Reisha, the covered Shabbos. With Friday afternoon, so he would prepare, could cut off the head from the animal, whatever, the fish, because that was part of the preparation. He would participate in the preparation himself. And Rava Malach Shibuta, Rava salted the fish, whatever, also the covered Shabbos. Okay. But the Gemara says, one second, if the Ika the Amri, the Gemara says, Beha Isurin Nama Isla. It's not just Mitzvah Boyom Sushucho. One second. Sounds like Gemara, the groom does it himself, the shliach, it's all the same. Just mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho. The Gemara says, the Ika Damri says, wait a minute, it's not really true. It's not just mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho. Okay? There is a possibility of an isur being violated here if it's just done to a shliach. Namely, if I appoint the shliach and I say, go to this town and give this ring to this girl, I never met her, but everyone told me she's a wonderful person. Okay, so, all the shidduch people tell her, the resumes, everything matches, all good. So I give you the ring. You go bring her the ring. So Gemara says that's a problem because I'm Rabbi Yehuda. He saw an army east bank because Rabbi Yehuda east bank because Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Don't Rabbi Yehuda Marav also other Mekadesh as the Isha Ad Shirena. Shema Yirabod Dover Madunim. This got a love. You're not allowed to marry a woman without having seen her because maybe there's something about it. You'll see that you find repulsive. Okay? And Rahman Al Rat Echamocha. You'll violate among other things Rav Echamocha, right? Therefore, for sure, when it says Isha Mekadesh Bol Meshuch, even though it works, it's not right. There's an Isser. There's a possible issue with doing it through a shliach if you have a situation where you didn't, you didn't see her. So we can't really learn mitzvah b'yos m'shulcho from there because the Gemara's preference, the Mishnah's preference, when it says bo m'shulcho, is to avoid this problem of even having a possibility of betrothing a woman without having seen her. So therefore, it's got to be bo. That's the bo. And then it also works b'shulcho, but the preference certainly is bo because there's a smacking, there's a smell of an issue here. But rather, says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, this teaching of Rav Yosef, mitzvah, it's Meshulcha, comes from the second part of the Mishnah. Sefer Idmar. Ha'isha miskadesh va uvishlucha. The woman can receive the Kiddushin herself, or she can do it through a Shliach. So I asked the Gemara the same question. Hashta b'shlucha mikadsho abo mibayi. If she could do it through a Shliach, about it, she could do it herself. Same question, just now asked on a second case. So Rav Yosef, here's where Rav Yosef says, mitzvah ba. Yosef Vishlucha. Again, the question, what mitzvah is this? Especially now that we're talking about the woman, that's a further question. There may be a mitzvah on a man to get married, but there may not be a mitzvah on a woman. Obviously, you need a woman, but there may not be a mitzvah for that. It's a separate discussion. But anyway, mitzvah by Yosef Vishlucha. The other one, Safra, Machach Reisha, Rav Amal Shibuto. Like, again, these Amoraim who prepared the food on Erev Shabbos.
Do we assume that Rashi would say the same thing about Usik, Schar?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say anything.
For her
it looks like
also?
Okay. Yeah. Abu Baha Isur Lesbo. There's no Isur here because the woman doesn't matter if she doesn't see her husband, at least in those days. Because Reish Lakish, Tomer Reish Lakish, Tav Lametav Tandu, Lametav Amalu. A woman would rather be married to somebody who's she doesn't like that much than be married to nobody. That may or may not be true today. That's a social comment. The question is, we assume it's a halachic matter also. So I don't want to go into that whole problem right now. But based on, it's more than we don't like to say usually the Gemara is just telling the social rule. But anyway, I don't know that issue now. But in any event, that's the sugya of mitzvah yosef mishlucho. Rashi says, b'hoi su nami ikim yochel akadosh ba'atzo, b'kidiz ha'shliach, the mitzvah shvena, shemot izgan alav. There's a little bit of smacks of an issue for the man to marry only through a shliach and never to see the girl because maybe he'll find her repulsive and so on. And therefore, b'chit, by the Rav Yosef, the mitzvah the ikah, the law of Isura, I say that it was a mitzvah, just a mitzvah, but it's for sure, but no, it's involved. That's on the sefer by the woman. And by the woman, also, like Isura, Omar Shematira, Bodom Maguna, the Mashok is Tav Mate of Tandu. Okay? Moshe, Shanoshim Omar Zal Baal Kodu, who should tell us, Lashavis, and say Gufim, Mishavis Amona. Tan is Guf, do is two, right? Two. The Tav Mate of Tandu, two bodies, two pieces. Better be two, and to be nobody. Okay? Yeah. So, Rashi is a different problem. But at the end of the day, the Gemara proves from here that mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. Fine. Now the question is, well, what type of din is it? What is that a din? Mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. What type of Indian is that? That's hard to look at now. What type of, is that like just a preference? Again, the way Rashi said it is, and there's no reason to assume he changed his mind. Okay, when the Gemara went on to the next approach. Dechi osik gufa b'mitzvah is mekabel schar tvei. You know, you get more of a, it's a nice thing. Get more of a schar. That's what it looks like. Okay? The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, okay, in the Parakei, Mishnah Chav Gimel, Lefum Tzara Agra, the more you put in, the greater reward you get, right? The more effort, the more reward. So if you're going to be involved in this mitzvah yourself, so it's better than doing it to somebody else. You get the more credit, extra credit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a mitzvah in a sense. Mitzvah is from Shul. It's not, you know, that you have to do it, or is there anything wrong with not doing it? Just, you know, it's better. It's a chatchila. Maybe it's like a hiddur, which we'll come back to, right? It's a nice thing, right? As Rashi said, you'll get more credit. So says Rashi over here. And again, because of Fum Tzara Agra, basically. Okay? The Ran also. The Ran here in Kiddushin. The Ran on the Rif. Stops 10-9 of an hour from the page of the Rif. The Ran also says, mitzvah is mishucho, the chi asik hu atzmo b'mitzvah, mekabel schar tzeit, when he himself, when you yourself involved with a mitzvah, you're going to get more out of it. That's how, again, that's how the Rishonim learned. I brought with me also the Meiri here. The Meiri here in Kiddushin. Also, again, this is Mem Aleph of an Aleph. Excuse me. Dibur asks about Mishnah Rishona, right? He quotes the Gemara in Tarish Mekadesh. He explains what the Gemara says. So. There's not even a smack of an aver. There's not even a sniff of an aver. Nothing wrong with doing it to a shliach. Like I said before, with the women, so they'd rather be with somebody than be with nobody. Ella should be kolokom. Nonetheless, mitzvah bo yosim suha shekol shehu ba'atzman. The Miri Dafka says it on the second case. Okay, the Rashi in the first case, we have no reason to assume he didn't change his mind, but the Miri Taka says it in this case. He says, okay, so again, that's how the Rishonim seem to learn. But I do want to point out that on the page in Kiddushin, so in the second Kiddushin, we print on the side of the page, aside from the regular Tosis, the Tosis rehazoking. Okay, one of the Balatosis, so somehow got printed, you know. It's another discussion why certain Balatos got printed and didn't, you know, scholarly essays about it, you know. But anyway, the Tosis Riazokin, which appears on the page here in Kedusha, the regular Shas, says as follows. He says, mitzvah bo, kol mitzvah, shemuteles olav, yase begufo velo ayde shliach. I read it again. Kol mitzvah shemutelas olav, yase begufo. Do it physically yourself, velo ayde shliach. That to me, anyway, sounds like a little stronger than what Rashi and the Ran. Rashi, Ran, the Mir, it's nice. You get more schar. But the Riyah Zokin, I don't you know, invent the machlokas, but its language is, again, kol mitzvah shemutelas olav, yase begufo. Do it yourself. Not, you know, just because it's nice, you get a reward. It's proper. L'chatchila. It's better to do it yourself. The lawyer, they shliach. It's almost like...
You can't even use a shliach. It's almost like saying you can't even do a shliach.
Yeah, you at the end of the day, you can. Right. But it's really a last resort. It's a backdoor way of doing it, right? It's a last resort kind of thing. That's, to me, what it looks like from the Riyah Zokin. Okay? So it could be that we have a little bit of a machlokas Rishonim. Whether what the nature of mitzvah bo yosim shulcha is, it's just like a nice thing, a preference, a hither. Well, no, there's a real in you. You should really do it yourself. Okay, b'di eved, you have to have a shliach. If something came up, you couldn't do it. You have no choice. Okay, you have no choice. But really, that's what it looks like in the Riyah Zokin.
Is there anything specific about the language of mutelas as opposed to chiyuv alav? Or
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm going to point out from that Riyah Zokin. Now, it appears as well that it's interesting. That's in terms of the Rishonim.
It's like it's saying he wants. It's like saying in the Brisker language, he should be a poel.
Yeah, he should do it.
He should be an active.
So since you mentioned Bris, there's a sefer I have here called Matike Shmur, which is a collection of. Shmur, people heard me, Pierre Shmur, from Revelva Soloveitchik, and from, there's a different svarim that didn't appear, but they keep coming out with more and more stuff from the Briskers, you know, from Revelva, from Chaim, and, you know, and Moshe, and the Rav, but whatever. This is in the Sefer Matike Shmur, the first volume of three that I have. It's page Zion. Binyan Mitzvahs quote Shabbos. Let's remember, the Gemara brought up quote Shabbos, right? That Rava and Rav Safra and other Amor used to prepare the food themselves, right? So the Shlatike Shmur, this is quoted from, who's bringing this down? Some say from Maisechi, I don't know who it is, but one of the Talmidim said he heard this from the Brisker Rav, actually not directly, he says, Omer Yagon Rebeir Avi Salavichik, one of the children of the Brisker Rav told me the following. The Avi Mana Rav etc. says Pirish Divrei Rambam Shezeu Kvod Hana Kvod of Shabbos. Okay, and explains as follows. He says the Din Shlucho Shalom Kamosa Hu Al Kol Hadavar V'Hamaylas Kilu Osa V'Atzmo V'Lo Chaser Shum Davar. He says, really, the understanding of Shulchan Kamoso means it works and it's not lacking anything. If I do it through a shlich, it's exactly, as I said before, that's one way to look at it. It's exactly like I did it myself. In Cain, Ein Shayach Lomar Deyesh Adifus Ba'atzmo. If you interpret Shulchan Kamoso that way, so what do you mean Mitzvah Boyos Meshucho? No, it's not true. It's not true Mitzvah Boyos Meshucho. Meshucho is exact same like you did it. So what do you mean Mitzvah Boyos Meshucho? Elegam de mitzvah boyos meshucho who yisodo din kvod ha mitzvah lasos alavad. Okay, it's a din in covered for the mitzvah. In other words, in terms of the toeles, the result, the performance, all the technical stuff, there's taka no difference. It's a bigger covered for the mitzvah for you to do it yourself. It's a matter of covered for the mitzvah. That's how he's saying it for the brisker up. Masha kazam rabbam shazel kvod mishum li mahaya mitzvah oneg shabbos. Okay, preparing for Shabbos, that is the covered Shabbos. Okay, it's preparing. Okay, that's how and he goes on, he explains it, but for our purpose, that suffices. In other words, basically, the Brisker Rav is saying that what does it mean, mitzvah b'yosem yishucho? Again, more like Rashi, it's a covered for the mitzvah. You should show covered for mitzvah, you should want to do it yourself. Someone else did it, you get credit, full credit. But it's not the same cover. That's how the Brisker Rav seems to say. What's that?
For the person doing it.
Okay. In a you know, global sense, so to speak. There's some cosmic benefit. Okay, and the Shama benefit. And I'll dismiss that. That's a quote from the Brisker Rav.
Right.
Someone else, you stay home and you tell someone else to do it. Exactly. So anyway, that's how but as I said before, it seems to me, I'll call upon him, that the Ria Zokain has a little stronger. It's not just, he's saying you really should do it yourself and not do a shlich. What's interesting is the discussion, the Or Zerua, one of the Rishonim, the Or Zerua, this is Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Zayin, that's in Hilchos Mila, has an interesting question. He has, V'hecha sha'av yodei alomu. Let's say, you know, the bris milah is the mitzvah of the father. Right? It's the father's mitzvah to do the bris milah. Most of us are not qualified to do it. So we have a mohel, usually appoint the shliach. That's all stickle Torah. Also, those whole thing, you have to appoint the mashiach, not appoint. We assume that you should appoint the mohel as your shliach. Right? That's what we usually do. No, usually, I mean, I remember years ago when I grew up in Phoenix, Rabbi Zalewski, so let me, well, it was the mohel for everybody. He's older now, but he was the mohel for everybody. And I remember his line. He would always say, now this is the chiyuv of the father. He would always say, and you appoint me as your shliach, and so on and so forth. And it says in Shulchan Aruch like that. I mean, I was once at a bris many years ago, probably more than 40 years ago, I don't know, 40 years ago, I was at a bris where Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, was the Sandik, the father of the baby, was the Talmud of the Rav. So the father knows how to learn. So the Rav said, okay, now appoint the director of the father to appoint the moral as a shliach. And the father said, didn't the Rebbe told us in Shir that, you know, it's not really, didn't the shliach, a whole longness. And the Rav said, and this is I heard my own, I didn't know, I was a kid, I didn't really know all the learning at all. He said, never mind what I said in Shir, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. I said, no. I said, never mind that. Anyway, so but if the father's mitzvah, so it's a question. The hecha sha'av of Deir Lomo, he writes also lo laniach la'acher shi'amu l'fonam. He's not allowed to have. I mean, I'm not sure if he's nervous or whatever. He just, you know, if he's nervous, then of course you don't do it. You know, in my time, I told him, so once in my time, you know, guys always had these ideas I can do a mitzvah yourself. So I had my first son after a couple of girls. I thought. Then maybe I'll have a mohel there, and he'll do everything. I would just do the actual cut, you know, but the mohel right there. But my mother will say she called the police. That was her response. So that went out the door. Anyway, because I'm not so, I don't get queasy or anything, whatever. So the hechaz over there, lomo, osur lo laniach la'achim alafonam. Okay, v'gam ha'achim roshalam alafonam, below shusu the mitzvah of the Avram. Okay? Now, there's no further difference. But anyway, so that's what the Or Zerua writes. Again, this is Chelek Beis in the middle of Simon Kuf Zion. So according to the Or Zerua, if the father knows how to do it, so mitzvah bo yosem mishucho. Again, that sounds more like the Ria Zok. It's not just a nice thing. He's saying you really shouldn't have anybody else do it. That, I'm bringing that as a rule. As a rule, maybe it's a tana to say a little bit to the Riyazokin. It's along those lines. You shouldn't, if you don't know how to do it, again, I'm not talking if you're nervous and then you're in the category of don't know how to do it. But if you're just fine doing it and so on, you know what you're doing, and you know, you're a model yourself, you know, and you know how to do it, so then you shouldn't have somebody else do it. That's how the Orzur writes. That's interesting. The Ramah, in the Dark Emotion, I forgot to bring it, the Yoridea Simon Reish Samach Dalad, in the Os Alas, the Dark Emotion, quotes this Orzur, and he says, I understand, why not? And if he doesn't, and he doesn't bring this, or is doing the Shulchan Aruch, it's not important the Shulchan Aruch this opinion. Okay, so he says, what are you hacking around? I mean, I'm not recommending, but if the father wants to mechabit somebody else, you know, with this mitzvah, this mitzvah, what's the problem? Shulchan Aruch kamoso. Sounds like he learns that mitzvah bo yosef shulchan is nuts. It's a nice thing, but if you have a good reason you want to mechabit somebody else, also good. Right, that's what I'm saying. It seems to me that the Riyah Zokin on the page in Kedushin, and the Or Zeru is saying, really, really, the proper thing is to do it yourself. If you can't, it works through a shliach. Again, no one's arguing that point. It works through the shliach, but it's better, much better, to do it yourself. Hashem, okay, the Ramah, learning the Pashup Shah, like Rashi, like the Ram, like the Miri, the mitzvah Yosef Shulcha is just you get the better credit and so on, but if you have other compelling reasons. Let's say the reason I don't want to do the bris myself, well, I have my uncle's here, but it was also more, you know, somebody, a chosh of a mole, I have some other reason to mechabit somebody. So this machlok, yeah.
Could it be also that it's like the schar versus the kavod issue? Because maybe the Or Zeru say, it's not just, you have to do it yourself because it's a bizayon.
Oh, so we'll come back to that. So among the achronim, the early achronim, the two ashore, okay, Alexander sent ashore, okay, writes in a commentary on Simon Chadosha, so it's Simon Chof Ches, Simon Chof Ches, it's cotton Yud Dalad, okay, it has a long piece. He talks about Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho from a couple of different angles. He mentions this case about the Mila, and he says, we're easy to dark emotion or dance in Rashon Dalit. She comes from Shemor Zuad, the of more Osulit and all Acher, but Ramos of Pamolov. Okay? Because of Yeshus Mor, the Maishnami Kala Tarakula, that Shukhram Kamoso. Ulachain Hishmitin Zeb Shukhar. Okay? Kashera, the Lona Ogama like that. Okay? People do give it, even apparently people qualified more than would be the Chabit somebody else. Okay? Well, this Daiti, Gama or Zerua, low Kibin Kimba, Sosa Shliach, Shalom litroch ba'atzmo, demira demivaze. Okay, what says it to Ashur? What's the reason here? To Ashur is saying, when do we say, even the Or Zeru, if he wants to do it because he wants to mechabit somebody else, that's one thing. But if he wants to do it because he's too darn lazy to do it himself, right? Whatever the mitzvah is, right? You're too lazy. Shalom litroch ba'atzmo. It's like, what's your attitude towards mitzvahs, pal? It's like the mitzvahs are a burden to you. They're paying the necks. You get so, oh, you said before, I'll do this, I'll stay home, I'll sleep in. Huh?
You eat my matzah.
Right, exactly. The mitzvah gufo is different. And the ain't a roast for the troch ba'atzmo. Okay? So that's a different story. So he says, Avon fianog b'neinu shemahagin lasos mitzvah zu. V'amechubad las mitzvah zu. It's a mechkibad for somebody else. That's a different story. And he says, v'ain'lax, or my cousin or zulish of the usher, litanel, why do you say usher? It's not really usher. Okay? But he means that it's, you know, it's not the right thing. And anyway, it's a mash for the arhash to love. So you show me the vaday heichad amin and mitzvah mistama osur lavor olav the lav kol kamin lamemar lo bina lamevad mitzvah. So really, and this is what I'm saying, the Tzvah Shor really lines up with the Or Zeru, and I think with the Riyazakin also. He's saying it really is osur. It's wrong. So for those reasons, to taka have someone else do the mitzvah because it smacks of. It's too much of a pain for me to do it. Okay? And that's what I said before, that mitzvah bo yosef shulcho, because why? Because the shliach doing it is a back door. It's have no choice, circumstances, whatever happened. But really, that isn't the optimal. That's not the optimal way you should do it. So says the Tzvah Shor as well. Okay? And that's also the shita of the chido. The chido, and that's simon in Yerodeus in Reis Samach Dalad. In Hilchos Mila, okay, this is in the Birkei Yosef in the section called Shiurei Brocha, and Simon Reish Samach Dal of Yoredeya Sukkot and Aleph. So he says, I saw the Kashi against the Ramor. Why is he objecting to the Or Zeru? And he quotes the Simcha Chadosh to Ashur, and he says he seems to be right. Okay, but achar zman rav nishashavti b'davar l'dayti akzor nireh, d'or zeru and so on, they're talking only about b'mechabe le'achar sheyimo b'no, v'ein oso so shliach. Okay, b'mechabe somebody else is not exactly a shliach. That didn't the point, that's a technical point. Okay, but then he says, at the end, he says, v'ol maskona de milsa, he says, the osu l'avia b'ein l'chabe achar sheyimo v'hu yodea, or mevato mitzvah, say, they ain't kan shlichos. If your reasoning is about that, he goes so far, it's not even a valid shlichus. Okay? And he says, in mechabed, let him go to all of us, you're shlucho. In mechabed, you point someone to shliach, so then there's yesam, omar, etc. But you're looking at chido also, he also seems to be saying that really, not doing a mitzvah yourself, when you're able to do it, is a little bit of an insult to the mitzvah, and that's not proper behavior. Mitzvah, that's why mitzvah bo yosem shlucho. So really, we have two different strains, so to speak, within this subject. There's a lengthy tshuva from the Rav Paulin, that's Yosef Chaim, Ben Ishchai, Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, okay, one of the great Sephardi authorities, like the Chidor. Okay, so in the tshuva's Rav Paulin, Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Hey. Okay, he was asked this question: Shela Echot Yudei Lamu, Hu Mol Kavu Lamu Helim Shavir. He's the town's mole, but he's another mole in town also. So he wanted to mechaber the other fellow because he wants to honor him and he wants to be the sandik. His father wants to be the sandik. He feels that there's a school, there's other things with the sandik, so he doesn't want to do the mila because he wants to be the sandik. That's what he quotes his dark emotion. He quotes the Azarua and everything we mentioned, and he says. Here it is. So he says, he goes at great length, many pages we're not going to read, but a little bit. The Ben Ishchai, the Rav Paulin sort of analyzes this. Motzino l'Rashi zal b'kiddush av memalav shepirush atam mishum d'chi osik gufo mitzvah islay schar tvei. That's what we saw. D'chein pirush haran. And I'll throw in the mirror, he hasn't mentioned, okay? Bimtze l'fi zeh ma she'omu rabo seno zal mitzvah v'yosem mishlucho haynu eitza tova nostu v'odom. B'zeh k'dei l'harbo, so it's a good idea. You want to get more schar, here's a tip. Okay, do the mitzvah yourself. Right? Free advice. Go do the mitzvah yourself. Right? Avaleka iser mishum the Mexican is also mitzvah. Achim istabla. Okay, the iika isura my iika ben high town ben iika damer damer the kamer begemar iika damer ha isura nami ispa. Remember the gemara distinguish. He's medayek in the language of the gemara. The gemara distinguish in the first case. There's a shtickel iser for the husband to do it because you know he shouldn't marry without seeing her. Well, according to, if you're going to insist that they're mitzvah, I'm sorry that. Doing it through a shliach is also stickler. In the second case, also a little bit of issus involved. Smacks of an issur too. The Gemara says only in the first case with the husband appointing a shliach with a smack of an issur because he's not going to see her. Maybe we're not worried about it with the wife. Yeah, but it says the Rav Paulin. But if we're worried about this issue that it's a zilzula, so there's a tak and issur on that side also. That's what he says. Okay, so therefore he says no real difference. Okay, now kain masha kosava go on a chidah b'shur bracha. The nira kimizalzo kimizatzel b'mitzvah that we just saw the chidah and it's for sure right b'chein mashe kosova going to for sure shenira kimivaz the mitzvah lo yodati minola high timer I don't know where it came from I showed it to you in the riazokin you know on the page but he said where does it come from because we did a rashi around nira mishum kadeh laharbo tzharo so he says but he does say they quote us the Megillah Sefer and says say mim em ches okay he says 1 second. According to Rashi, what's this whole Gemara? Okay, according to Rashi, it's a good idea. Do we need a whole sugya to tell me that it's a good idea to do the mitzvah yourself? I mean, no kidding, right? I mean, he says the chiyosu is rekabel schar tzei. No pshita. Milo yada b'chol eletz nitzich tan la'omer. Do we not know that before this Gemara? We never knew. We couldn't figure out by ourselves it's a better thing to do a mitzvah yourself. I mean, isn't that kind of obvious? And he says them. Says in Prekovitz, Vumtzar Agra. And not only that, but the Gemara has to bring a raya. Oh, you know how we know that it's a good idea to do a mitzvah yourself? Because Rava did this, Erev Shabbos, Rav Safra did that, Erev Shabbos. I mean, what are we talking about here? Any schoolyard kid knows, learned anything, no. You tell a kid, oh, is it a bigger mitzvah to do it by yourself? It's kind of obvious. You have to bring a whole statement of Gemara knowledge to bring a raya. You know, it's very strange. He says, okay. He wouldn't need it. He says, we dafka want to be motzi from saying that there's an iser. He wants to say that what do we need that whole Gemara for? Dafka to tell you, no, don't think like the Chidon and the Tur Shor said that there's some Isser, there's some name. No! The reason the Gemara makes such a fuss about it, says the Rav Talin, the Ben Ishchai, is to tell you, no, Taka, doesn't smell of an Isser. Okay, you might have thought, well, you know, what do you need this whole, it's true, you should do it by yourself, but maybe, so he says, no, the reason the Gemara goes into this whole thing with riots and everything else is, you know, that they should, it's just a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah, and and he says, I'll bring you proof, it's interesting. If it's for Taka real chiv, right, the real preference, so he says, in Isa the Ike Sur, there's Takim Isser, and what Rav and Rav Safra and Rava were doing was Mamish Mikra Din, really, don't rely on your housekeeper or somebody else to get the fish ready for Shabbos. You got to do it yourself. If it's Takim real Din, because otherwise it looks like Mizals and Mitzvahs, so forgive me, says but why didn't they publicize that view? Why didn't Rava and Rav Safra go around telling him, hey, you got to do it yourself? Well, the Gemara tells the story, Rava did this and Rav Safra did that, but it didn't say, he says, Amailo Havim Azhiro Shabbat Elam Shiosim came. Came with Ikisur, Elavad Isur Lekha, Mitzah Akon Shabbat. That's what he wants to say. Okay, and anyway, it goes on, it talks about being a Sandak. But anyway, so the same way we had, I suggest, the Machokas Rishonim, the Riazoke, and perhaps there was a on one side against the simple reading of Rashi and the Rana Miri. The other way, and we have Achronim also. We have the one way, the Chidon of Birkei Yosef there in Hilchos Mila, and the Tvor Shor, and the Rav Palim going in the other direction. So that's step one. Now, this issue comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, one of the examples given in the Gemara, given in the Gemara with Shabbos. So if you take a look, the Rambam. Is the Rambam here? No. All right. It's Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Hey. Okay. Get on the screen. I'm sorry, I forgot to bring it.
What was the problem with if you send the shliach for a guy to get married? What would be the? You say he might not like her after or something.
Because he doesn't see her, right? He never sees her.
That's the issue.
Right. That's the issue in the Gemara. But that seems to be the only issue. Where the woman's side, that's not an issue. So he wanted to bring a raya. If the Rav probably wanted to bring a raya. There's a stickle issue, just in general, doing through a shliach. So why didn't it's a problem even without that. It's a problem doing through a shliach in general. It's always better to do it yourself. So if you hold that doing yourself is more than just an eighth of tova, and I think so. Anyway, that's it's Perek Lamed. Halacha hey, it's border. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
What about if there's things that, like, I think it's supposed to be better to do it a certain time, but you could do it later?
All right, so we'll try and touch on a little bit in a moment. Okay, weighing it against other things. So the very end of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam writes in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha hey, writing up this din. The Rambam writes, Misada Odom, Halacha Vav, Perek Lamed Halacha Vav, Hilchos Shabbos. Alpha P, Shaya Adam Choshev Yoser, is a very choshev person. The year the ain't Darko Likach Dorm in Ashuk, he's not the type of guy who does shopping, he's a rich person, someone else does the shopping for him. But always Ach take from Malachos Shabbayas, and he doesn't do too much housework, okay? Chayav Laso Dorm Shehain Latorah Hashabbos Begufo, Shezehu Kvodo, that's the Biskor of that, Shezehu Kvodo. Okay, that's the honor. He says, he should do something to prepare for Shabbos anyways. Shezeu Kvoda. And Chachom Rishonim Mehem Mishrem Apasso Eitzim Levasho Behem. Your Rambam tells based on different Gemaras. You know, there's someone who's to chop the trees. Mehem Mishrem Vasho Melech Bosa or Go. Or, you know, the other would make the meat, salt the fish, and like we saw, or Godo Psilos, it would get the wicks ready, Madlik Ferris, and so on and so forth. Mehem Mishrem Yotzev Kona Drum Shem Tzorach Shabbos Machal Mishta Afshin Dark Mechav Chol Amar Bedavid Harizim Meshuba. The Rambam's lashon is, he says, Chayev lasos dvarim shein l'tzorach haShabbos. Yourself, Chayev. And that's the lashon of the Rambam, is Chayev. You're Chayev to do these things yourself. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Nun, well, towards the beginning of the Shabbos, of course, it's in Reish Nun, Sif Aleph, Mechabarite, Yashkim Aboker B'yom HaShishi, Lahachin Tzorchei Shabbos, V'afilu Yeshul Kama Avodim L'Shamsho, you've got servants, Yishtadel Lahachin Ba'atzmo Shum Dover L'Tzorchei Shabbos. Interesting language. Yishtadel, try your best. The Rambam's lashon is, again, it's Perek Lama Rachavav. The Rambam says, even though you have servants or else, Chayev Laso Dvarim Shein L'Tzorach HaShabbos Begufo, you should physically, Chayev, to be involved. And the language in the Chabar, Yishtadel Lahachin Ba'atzmo Shum Dover L'Tzorach HaShabbos Kedei L'Chabdo. Kerav Chista would cut up the vegetable. He gives us examples. Right? So it's an interesting language, Shohar. Yishtadel, you know, you do your best. So again, that could be a manifestation of this dispute of how far we take it. The Rambam seems to feel stronger, chayev, okay, you're chayev to do it, and the Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel, you know, you try, you know, you do your best, but it's not as forceful a presentation. That's what I'm trying to point out. And maybe that's a result of this chakir. Mr. Bruins of Cotton Gimel writes, Lachin Rasul, the mitzvahs quote Shabbos, mutal kol adam, ksiva karsal Shabbos, onay, kol shabbos gubad, u'mitzvah bo yosef v'shulvo. Okay, he says mitzvah yosef mishlucho. Okay, who adin b'chol mitzvahs mitzvah shulchu ayin b'ber halacha. He said to look in the ber halacha. Before I get to the ber halacha, and I glossed over that point, that's from the Magen Avraham here in Tzivkot Beis that he says about all mitzvahs like that, even though it's brought here the Shulchan Aruch, the Shaar Tzion, the Shabur in Ostes, the Shaar Tzion here says v'nir de lo shayach b'zelama mitzvahs yuchal osay de acherim ein mevatlan a talmud afilu zman muad. Okay. Okay, he says as follows. He says, you know, we have a rule by Talmud Torah that by Talmud Torah you shouldn't stop learning, but you do stop learning for a mitzvah that comes your way, then you stop learning, but provided no one else can do the mitzvah just as well. So the Shaar Tzion and the Shabur wonders what's going on here. Okay, where do we? Sounds like the Rava and all these other people would go ahead and stop their learning to do it, even though theoretically it was Shaykh to be done by somebody else. So what happened to the rule? So he says, no. He says, because here, Yeshua Davka Mitzvah Shein Mutelis HaGufo, to go to Yavtik Vem to Talmud Lelech Ligmo Chesed Meiz Adam, V'mokum Sha'acha Yachal Asimu HaTova. He wanted to do somebody a favor. Help a guy with some project. There's someone else who can help him just as well. Doesn't need you. So then you shouldn't stop learning. V'ashahena B'zeh Sha'akot Shabbos Mutelis HaGufo, V'meila Mitzvah Yosef Meshucho. Okay? Or is that
Shabbos?
Well, he says quote Shabbos, huh?
Which when he says Gufo.
Quote Shabbos, yeah.
Not him.
What do you mean?
It's not for the guy himself.
No, Mutalis al Gufo to become a Shabbos, yeah. Yeah. Okay, but then he says, Inami the Dafkal and quote Shabbos, I mean the Cain, the Chamira, Mashaina Ken Linian Sharmitus, Imutamal Chacham, and Ogel, a bit of Torah, Tarahim. I think he said maybe Shabbos is different. And that opens up a discussion as well. Because the Magen Avraham writes, and the Mishabur mentioned here too, it's Magen Avraham in Sivkot Beis, and the Mishabur here also in Sivkot and Gimel says, Mitzvahs or Shukah, who adin b'chol ha-mitzvahs? So, but first, I want to look at the, before I get to that point, I'll look at the Bir Halacha. Okay, the Mishabur in the Bir Halacha, Yishtadel. B'Rambam Isal Din Zebeloshen Chayev. The Mishabur picks up the distinction that we just pointed out, right? He says, the Rambam is Loshen, he says, Shizel Shom Paraklamad. Alpha, Pish, Adam, etc., and he quotes the whole Rambam. I don't really need the Rambam. Mishabur quotes the whole here. Okay, the whole Bir Halacha. So he says, "V'akavon al eiz adom and adorim, ayin v'kedushim em aleph, tekomer shom mitzvahs m'shuho." V'efsher the Rambam. Now he says, "V'efsher," not to make a big machlokas. The La Rambam gam ken lav chov gomeru, ela ke'ein chov m'shum kvod Shabbos. Okay, who svaras Rambam the lav achilohem vatlin kol hanem oroim tarosam. It wouldn't be about Torah, Abur Zeh. But a Mekal Mokum lo havi chova gemura. Okay? The Teda, the lo Ashikh on the Gemara, b'shem chova, kima hadlok is near b'shabbat. Never says chova, it says rova did this one did that, but never use a lashon chova. So the Mishabura wants to kind of minimize the machlokas. I don't think you have to say like that. I mean, again, the language of the Rambam is chayav, and the language of the Rambam is yishtadel. So Mishabura says, could be he doesn't go all the way. Yeah.
But it could be something different than chavad.
is only something that a person can give right. himself.
And that's really, good. That goes back to the risk of, that's what we're really saying. That is shehu kvodo. That is the cover. To have somebody else, you know, again, it's almost like, you know, you said a thank you, or you have someone else said my secretary said thank you, right? It's not the same. Not the same. So it's a very important point, and that may be what they're hinting at is the distinction. The next mishabura, the next bir halacha, I was going to read it, but kizel kvodo, yishe b'zeh mashehiksha b'shazul chavisar echi kil b'kvodom hagadol kvod abir. What are these with tamei chacham? How they, you know, to wash the stuff and the pchisa covered, right? So he says. That is the mitzvah. That is the covenant. The nikar she'osik ain't l'kvod Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, like David HaMelech said, you know, he jumped in and he danced with the Torah. You know, nachalusimo, nachalusio mizos and so on and so forth. The mitzvah. Okay, Hashem okay. A nikar quotes other times where we patter a chamer chacham. Let's say mashavas aveda. You know. But there it's not Nikol he's doing it. So that is an important point. But in any event, it's interesting because both the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah seem to say that this is not limited to Shabbos. Because the lesson of the Magen Avraham in Sukkot and Beis, the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah here is mitzvah elsa mishnah, but who are din b'chola mitzvahs? Well, it does make a certain amount of sense to say that because let's remember the starting point was Kiddushin. And the Gemara brought up Shabbos, so the starting point was a different mitzvah. Right? I mean, the issue was Kiddushin, which is not of course, the same... not, of course, the same mitzvah. Okay? So it's interesting, the Sharei Tshuva on the page here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish, Nun of Arachayim, Sharei Tshuva is in cotton base. So he says, first of all, he has nice, the Arizal, you know, a little mysticism. He says, Hazeya Shodom Hazeya B'tzorche Shabbos, the sweat that you, you know, produce when you're involved in getting ready for Shabbos, running around, Heim Skula L'mechikas Avonos. It's like the tears that wipe away your Avonos. Okay, it's a nice thing to bear in mind, especially if you're running around Erev Shabbos, like this time of year. It's not so hot, but it's not much time, right? So, fine. Okay? B'chihai gav l'kosin asiyas mitzvah, another time, fine. B'ayin b'tosu Shabbos at the Sefer, shekosa b'hoa de mitzvah osam shucho, royally zoyer gam b'sulas brismila v'chasana. The mitzvahs also. So just would we say the same thing that you should chop the fish and get the food ready? Apparently, those also mitzvahs. In a matzina b'kiddush, reminds him of Elazar b'Yeshua Shem Mesub b'Mishteh b'Noshem b'Gomel. We're going to quote the whole story. Okay. So he says, is it right for them to get up? One Rav, we discussed it with Mara once before. You know, he didn't want him to get up and serve him, and he didn't want. Anyway, the bottom line is, according to this Shari Tshuva, anyway, it sounds like it applies to all. We never heard of such a thing. We've heard of people being matriach on Shabbos. Anybody say that it's usually the bris? You call the caterer, you don't think about it until you walk in. But according to this, or the wedding, certainly, right? So imagine you should go and cook. You tell the caterer, I'll prepare the chopped liver. I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine, but that's what looks of them here. So it's interesting because maybe it comes down to the following distinction. And it comes back to our chakir again, trying to understand. Is the mitzvah of mitzvah b'yos mishlucho, is that a din in mamash just an eitz tovah, nice thing, or mamash it's stronger? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav has an interesting distinction. He writes in Reish Nun, okay, that same Siman Aruch Haim, Reish Nun, it's Siv Beis, Yesh, no, it's Siv Aleph, forgive me. Just a moment. Sorry, Siv Dalet. Ration and Siv Dalet. Afilu Mishesha Kama Avodim and so on and so forth. That's the whole thing. And even if you're very choshev, you should do it yourself because Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. Okay, even though you don't do that, it's called Shabbos. And Gedolei Chacham would do all these things. And, you know, that's the whole presentation here. So, and he says, by the way, at the end, he adds, he says, Umehem Yimol Ko Adam Litroch Ba'atzmo. Ba'al Yomar Echev Gom Bichvodi. I should take out the garbage. I'm trying to. I should wash the floor. Me, you know, I don't want to do that. Right? I'm a chosher person. You know, I can't tell me. I should go and take out the garbage. No. So you should learn from that. It's not a pagam. Adrabba, it's zeu kodesh mechaber Shabbat. But in the kutris achron here on this sif, it's os beis in the kutris achron. The Rav Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, elaborates his Ayin Reish Perek Beis Kedushin, etc. Okay, and he mentions as follows. Okay, he says the Mashmos of the Gemara there is Mashma the Lekha Chiyuva b'milsa Ela Yisron Mitzvah Alma. Going back to our Hakir, he spells it all out. It's not really a requirement, rather Yisron Mitzvah. Dumi the Kiddush Isha and so on. Okay? The Rambam, of course, had the Lashon of Chayav, the Shulchan Aruch just said Yishtadel. He mentions that as well. And he suggests the following. He says, maybe the difference is as follows. Taken by Shabbos. By Shabbos, as he's making everyone happy, by Shabbos, it's a mamash adin. By Shabbos. It's not just mitzvot or shukha, it's a nice thing. By Shabbos is taken requirement. Now, I don't know what he's going to do with the Rav Palim's point that we sort of found that Rava and Rav Safra popularized. Maybe they did. Okay, maybe they did. They taught by example. I don't know. But he says, by other mitzvahs, he's reconciled that Magen Avraham, that Mishnah Berurah that said it's true by other mitzvahs too. By other mitzvahs, it's an Eitz Tova. It's a nice thing. By Shabbos, it's an extra because Zeu Kvodo. And he goes, that's why the Rambam has the Lashon of Chayev. By Shabbos, we never find, like the Shari Tshuva quotes, that you know, on the page there, that by a suit of a Brit, a suit of a Chasa, we don't find the Echanami, because there's no requirement. Maybe it's true, mitzvah there, it's a nice thing. It's not a requirement. By Shabbos, it's a requirement. That's what basically comes out of this piece. Okay, so, or the part I'm interested in. So just some interesting sort of reconciliation, if you will, but you're both right. It depends whether you're talking about Shabbos or other things. That's from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Just to wrap up, an interesting point that the Chai Adam in Klal Samach Ches, Klal Samach Ches should be like sort of required reading. Klal Samach Ches Nechadav. It has nothing to do once, I don't know, 15, 20, 3 minutes or more. Read Samach, Klal Samach Ches. It's only, let's see, 25 sefer. It's not that long. And that's where the Chayim gives you a lot of klolim, general klolim, relating to mitzvahs. Right, it's called Din Tanayim Shachal Zar B'chol Mitzvah Mitzvah. So he talks about Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. He talks about Shalotei Mitzvah B'zuya Olav. Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. All the famous sugyas that have to do with mitzvahs. He'd Osik Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah. Zrizin Magdimila mitzvahs, right? All the famous things that we all know from you know, mitzvah baba veira, kavana mitzvahs, okay, simchin mitzvahs. I mean, all the kolam are here. So naturally, one of the things he talks about in Kal Zayin is we're talking about mitzvah bo yosem shucho. Fits right in. So he says mitzvah bo yosem shucho. Period. I mean, that's the din. Mitzvah yosem shucho. He says tzorich in imhu yasa hamitzvah. If I'll do the mitzvah myself, we understand now whether it's an Eitz HaTovah, but it may come down to the same Chakir, as you can figure out for yourself. He wonders, Tzorech Ian, Im hu yaseh ha-mitzvah, lo yehei mehudur kol kach. Okay? Kagon. Sherotze lichtov lo sefer Torah. I want to write a sefer Torah myself. Unless I know some sufferers. But I don't have the neatest handwriting in the world. It's not going to be such a beautiful sefer Torah. Okay, ain't sabo mahudar, but im yisko sofer. If I hire a professional sofer, he's got a beautiful handwriting. So then, yeh mahudar, there'll be more mahudar. So that's it's in the question. What wins out? Someone mentioned before. Hidr mitzvah. You asked before. Right? Doing a mitzvah in a more beautiful fashion, or doing it myself? Right? On the one hand, mitzvah is a mishuvo. On the other hand, it's a hidr. Well, you asked before, you're going to do the mitzvah the earliest time and so on. Well, that's an interesting question. Is it a bigger Indian to do a hidr mitzvah, maybe through somebody else, okay? Or should I do the mitzvah myself where it'll be less mehudr? That's the suffix of the Chai Adam over here. So it could be that it depends upon this chakira, because there's a long piece in the Sechemed, and we're moving to that part, the Sechemed in Klolim, Marech Zayin called Yud Bey talks about Zekele Van Vey, which is Hidr Mitzvah. There's a whole discussion, is Hidr Mitzvah Doraisa, is Hidr Mitzvah Drabbanon, right? But it's either Doraisa or Drabbanon. He says the Raya is Lakan Lakan, and he brings many. Again, this is Marech Zayin called Yud Bey. Okay, and he discussed it elsewhere as well, the Sechemed. So, but let's assume for a moment, if we should say that Mitzvah Bo Yosem Mishlucho is an Eitzah Tova, right, like Rashi seems to say, it's a nice thing, then certainly it doesn't stack up against Hidr Mitzvah. Avada Hidr Mitzvah is going to take. Hidr Mitzvah is Kumi Doraisa, or at least the Drabbanon, but it's more than just an Eitz HaTovah. So if you hold like that group of Rishonim, okay, and like the even like the Shulchan Aruch Arab wanted to say by other mitzvahs, then there's no doubt that Hidden Mitzvah wins out. A Mahdi should have a more professional person like to say the Torah, or do the mitzvah at the at the earlier time with somebody else or whatever. Because Hidden Mitzvah, which is possibly a Doraiso, but at least it's a Rabbanon according to Sechemin, right? At least is going to win out over doing the mitzvah yourself. Because the mitzvah also shukho, so the way Rashi learned it, and those who showed him, many people we saw, that's just an Eitzatova. It's nice. You don't want to look like you're Mivazin. Well, no, not so. You don't want it. It's just an Eitzatova. So then Hidden Mitzvah wins out.
You can compare Hidden Mitzvah to doing something at the right time. Is that the same thing?
Well, it depends what. Right, no.
Light the Hanukkah candles earlier than later. Or
right, that could be. That could be Hidden Mitzvah. That could be. You have to look at each
that's
case.
That's not Hidden Mitzvah, is it?
Well, again, so that's entering L'chatchila and B'di'evan. And I would say lechatchila it's better to do the mitzvah. But I'll mention one thing since it's one with Hanukkah. What's that? Yeah, I'll give me 1 second. I'll mention one thing. But anyway, I was in a sense it could be dependent on this chakira. If you hold that more like the other Rishonim, that it's not just eight to tolo, it's mamash like a mitzvah, at least by Shabbos, mamash is chiyav, maybe it's true by other mitzvahs also, not like the Shulchan Rav said. So then you can clear whether that's what wins out. Maybe it's the same. So I'm just going to end, since we're approaching Hanukkah, there's a sefer called Torah Tayoledes, which was written by the laws of the woman going to childbirth and so on, Rav Silberstein, Yitzchak Silberstein, who was the son-in-law of Yashin, a great Talmud Chacham, and he's a prolific writer, he's alive today, and the Rav of, what's it called, Zichron Shalom, is that what it's called? The new neighbor in Yerushalayim is named after Shalom Zalman Arbach, Zichron Shalom, I think, whatever. So he writes Meir's stuff on medicine, prolific, lots of fascinating, cases that come his way. Anyway, so this was say from years ago. I'm probably years ago. It was printed here, it doesn't say. But anyway, I think it's been reprinted and expanded. But this is the edition I have. Anyway, so in the Torah Siloledes, he has the following question. It's in Parak Nun Dalad, where he talks about Hilchas Chanukah as it relates to a woman who's had a baby. So let's say a woman had a baby, and she's bedridden after the baby, whatever reason. Kasheini achola loredes from Yitasa. Okay, so and she has light Hanukkah candles. What should she do? Okay, should she simply light? She's right by the bed. It's not in the hospital hall. She's right by the bed. So should she light right there? Okay, herself, or have a shliach light it by the window, which is a bigger hit, a bigger pisumei nisa. Right, that's Mamas the question, right? He says, Kishene Choleres Tosa Loyovilos and Eres Ladlik. Well, first of all, you can't have her light it here and bring it to somewhere else because the Hadlokos and Mitzvah, not Anocha, the Mitzvah is delighted, okay? But rather, Ela Tevakesh Mishliach, Shiyadlik Avura B'makom Haroi. Ask, let her appoint someone else to do it for her, okay? And he discussed Hadlokos and Mitzvah, the end of Os Dalad in his Horus over here, he says, yeah, he says, "V'hinei kasabnu shetadlik liad mitasa o shetaseh shliach shadlik liad achalon yesh la'ayin my adiv ha'im hadlok b'chalol ayde shliach." Is it better? This is our case, right? Is it better to light by the window because through a shliach because yesh b'zeh yosef pursuing nisa? Right, it's a bigger hinder. It's more pursuing nisa. Oh, shem mitzvah yosef mishlucho. Right. So he quotes the Tzuvos Dovah Misharim that Shabina Gon Chelakalos and Mem Zayin. He writes about Ksiva Sefer Torah, the subject we just had. Right? Is it better to write it yourself or to have a more professional shliach write it? So he says, "Umasik the mitzvah deres either shliach adifa lefize gam binyanenu adiv shetas a shliach shiadlik pachalon." He says that the hider mitzvah wins out. Okay, and it's better for it to do it, not yourself. Again, especially if you learn like those Rishonim that not doing yourself is a mitzvah yosef mishlucho is just it's a tovah if you have a compelling thing, which maybe the raisa, maybe the rabbanan hider mitzvah, or a better fulfillment, a fuller for performance in the mitzvah, and that's what you should prefer. Okay, I got the Shabbos, everybody.
Turn it on first.
Oh, yeah.